B4.
Hit.
Okay, B6.
Hit.
Nice. B5?
Miss.
Miss? How?
Because there's nothing there, so it's a miss.
Yeah, but B4 and B6 hit. How does B5 not hit?
Because I moved the piece.
You can't move the piece.
Why not?
Because that isn't how battleship works.
I thought we were playing chess.
Why would you think we're playing chess?
Because I have all these chess pieces that look like a horse on my board.
What? Let me see.
Hey, no peeking at my board, cheater.
You cheated first. You moved your ship after I hit it.
Why would I leave my ship there so you could sink it? A real battleship would move out of the way if someone was firing at it.
Oh, so now you're a naval commander? Is that what this is?
I've been on a boat before. That's more than you can say.
Peyton, that was the IKEA ferry that we went on together.
Butthead.
Stupid face.
Your feet smell.
Your breath stinks.
You're ugly.
No one likes you.
That's not true. Dad!
Can you two stop yelling? You're scaring the animal in my office.
Why is there an animal in your office?
I left the window open last night. I think it must have gotten in through there. What kind of animal is it? Not sure. Can you two come get it out?
I guess we can try. Whoa.
What the hell is that? I already told you. I didn't know.
You said it came through the window.
Correct.
Yeah, we thought there was going to be, like, a squirrel or a chipmunk in here. This is a, it's a,
American bison?
American bison?
Yeah, I just looked it up. State animal of Oklahoma, native to the Great Plains of America.
Great. What is it doing here?
It gave me this letter. Why didn't you mention that? It seemed less important than the bison in my office.
Who sends a messenger bison for one letter? This could have been an email.
Who's the letter from? Let's read it outside of my office. I don't like how the bison is staring at me.
Okay, let me see that. Oh my god. Wait, what? Sounds suspicious.
What are you doing?
Reading the letter.
To yourself?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Read it out loud so we can all hear it.
Do I have to?
We got an expositional letter delivered to us via bison, and you aren't going to allow it to be expositional? So that bison took a shit in Squagalotch's office for nothing? He did what? Oh, damn it!
Fine. You and your family have been cordially invited to the estate of Mr. Blake Shelton for a formal dinner. The dinner will take place at 6 o'clock p.m. in a few weeks' time and is not a trap. Please leave all weapons and children at home and tell no law enforcement where you are going. This is not a trap. Thank you, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
A dinner party at Blake Shelton's house? That's definitely a trap.
I don't know. The invitation said it wasn't. Twice.
And normally that would be super convincing, but seeing as this is Blake Shelton, someone who has tried to kill us twice, I still think it's a trap.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense, considering the Miss All Over the World contestants told us he was coming for us.
So you guys aren't gonna go?
Oh no, we're going. Blake is our mortal enemy. We need to stop him.
Yeah, stopping him will be like the season finale of our life, you know? Well, be careful. Blake is more dangerous than you think.
Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
I am. Me and Blake, we used to be...
Oh, actually, Peyton, it's 5 o'clock. We need to go.
What do you mean you need to go? You two stay past 5 all the time.
Yeah, but we kind of have somewhere to be today.
Where?
Group therapy?
Group therapy? Why?
We're traumatized.
From what?
Gee, I don't know. Maybe from being kidnapped and hunted down by a trio of canceled YouTubers and facing every single enemy we have made since working here?
Oh, pish posh! I dealt with worse when I was your age, and I'm fine.
You scream in your sleep.
That's unrelated.
Oh, we're gonna be late, Rye.
Shit, you're right. We really need to go. Sorry, Squag.
You can't leave. You need to help me with the bison.
Maybe later, Squag. Bye.
If you don't help me, I'm not saying the disclaimer monologue.
You have to, otherwise we could be sued. Bye.
And remember, all scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast. Meh, meh, meh.
I'm kind of nervous about group therapy.
Why? Is it your first time?
Me? God, no. I've been getting studied by psychological professionals for years now. But I am nervous about going to a celebrity group therapy session.
Well, we qualify for it. We're big enough in Europe and parts of the remote Australian outback to be considered celebrities, and I want the best therapy we can get. I keep having this recurring nightmare where Miranda Sings puts red lipstick on me and makes me perform a racist version of Gangnam Style to a room full of World War II veterans.
Yeah, same. I keep dreaming that Troye Sivan is force-feeding me fast food so I get really fat, and then he and all his twink friends use my giant fat stomach as a trampoline.
Yeah, I don't think that's because we were kidnapped.
Oh. Okay. What celebrities do you think are going to be here?
Oh, I didn't think of that. The brochure described the group as star-studded, but I don't know if that means, like, the Met Gala or, like, Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh, are you guys the caterers?
Miranda Cosgrove? What are you doing here?
Well, she did work with Dan Schneider during formative childhood years. That has to be traumatic. Yeah, it was actually because a guy set himself on fire in my backyard.
Why are you laughing about that?
I don't know.
Oh my god, Rye, is that Daniel Radcliffe?
Holy shit, I love Harry Potter.
But you recognize that J.K. Rowling is problematic and we can no longer support her or her work, right?
Of course, Peyton. I know how to separate art from artist. Let's go say hi.
Well, look who it is. The boy who lived.
Of course that's what you would say. I've been in other things, you know. I'm actually a very talented comedic actor. Go away.
Was it something I said?
Clearly.
How can you kill the Dark Lord but be offended when a cute and quirky, funny yet charming, energetic and somehow down-to-earth blonde tries to say hi to you?
Yeah, I think you're missing the point and describing yourself wrong.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, is that the girl from Lady Bird? What's her name? Saoirse, I think? Saoirse!
Ugh, my name's Saoirse. Saoirse like inertia. How hard is that to understand? Sound it out, people!
Wow. Everyone here is so sensitive.
This is a really small group. Is anyone else coming?
Oh, John Cena is here, but we can't see him. And Tom Brady is probably running late.
Who runs the group?
Is that?
We come to this place for magic. We come to IMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care. Because we need that. All of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim. And we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together. Dazzling images on a huge silver screen. Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Our heroes feel like the best parts of us. And stories feel perfect and powerful. Because here... they are.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Did we really need to hear the entire speech?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I don't know. It felt a little unnecessary.
Keep talking and I'm going to make you say it again.
I'm just saying that maybe we did. We come to this place for magic. Okay, fine. I'll shut up. Welcome to Celebrity Group Therapy. I'm Nicole Kidman and I'll be guiding you through your healing journey. Shall we begin, everyone? Shouldn't we wait for Tom Brady? He won't be joining us today, unfortunately. Now, if everyone wouldn't mind joining hands and repeating the healing mantra.
Healing mantra?
I am enough.
I am strong and powerful.
I am not difficult to work with.
The iCarly reboot is just as good as the original series.
We are more powerful together, and through our bond, we will heal.
Wow, this is feeling a little culty.
Do you think this is a part of Scientology? Have you seen Tom Cruise? Please, don't mention that name here. I am also hiding from him. Now... who would like to begin?
I will. Like, I had a really traumatic experience happen to me last night.
Why is she laughing? That's the best medicine.
So, God, where do I begin? last night, I got home from the Kids' Choice Awards. Like, I found one of my stalkers in my kitchen, and he was cutting off his fingers and feeding them to my dog. And when I asked why, he said it was the only way he could feel close to me. Like, I don't know. Apparently, if my dog ate his fingers and then licked my face, it would be like he was putting his fingers in my mouth. Like, which is all he really wanted. Like, it's hilarious. When I asked him to leave, he actually got really mad and tried to kill me with the knife. I tried to run away, but then I slipped on all the blood on the floor. So, oh my God, I'm such a klutz. He ran towards me, but my dog Cupcake, like, tripped him. So he fell on top of me and accidentally stabbed himself with his knife. Like, Don't run with knives, am I right? So anyway, he laid on top of me and slowly bled out, and his dead weight like pinned me to the ground so I couldn't move, and I had to lay there covered in his blood until my housekeeper came in the morning and helped me get him out. And the entire time, oh my god, I can't believe I'm saying this. The entire time I was laying underneath his dead body, my dog ate the rest of his fingers and then moved on to his toes. Even though my dog technically saved my life by tripping my stalker when he came after me, I can't look her in the face anymore without seeing her covered in blood gnawing away on finger bones. So on my way here, I opened the window and threw off a bridge going full speed down the freeway. My life is so crazy.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry, I got hung up on the fact that we missed the Kids' Choice Awards. What else did you say?
Oh, I said that my stalker was feeding my dog his fingers.
We don't need to hear it again, Miranda. Thank you. Peyton, would you like to go next? Well, now my issues don't seem as bad compared to Miranda's.
You should never compare yourself to others. Nicole always says, trauma cannot be compared, it can only be shared.
Thanks, Harry. That means a lot.
It's not my name.
I think I'm just really shaken from being kidnapped last week. Yes, being kidnapped is known to be quite traumatizing. But, I mean, even more than that, I didn't realize how much someone could hate another person. The prison we sent people to was really nice.
Like, nicer than our apartment.
Exactly. And it's not like we sent them there for no reason. Like, they killed someone. They have to go to jail for that, right? I guess I was just surprised by how scary YouTubers could be, and, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cry. I think I need a second. Is there, like, a bathroom over here?
No, that's the broom closet.
Oh my god!
What?
There's a dead body in here!
A dead body? Who is it?
I don't actually know who this is.
You don't? Let me come take a look. Oh. Yeah, I got nothing.
I feel like I know the face.
Yeah, like we should know his name, but I just don't.
That's Tom, you gobshites!
Hanks?
No, Brady!
Oh, the football guy? What's he doing here? He was part of our group.
Well, he's been murdered.
Murdered? By who?
That's what we're going to have to find out. Let's all just keep calm. We can continue our session and then solve a murder. Please, everyone, return to your seats.
Return to our seats? Okay. Me and Peyton are just gonna have a quick little kiki over in the corner, okay?
Yeah, why don't we take a 5-minute break? I've got a pest like a racehorse.
A racehorse?
Fine. 5 minutes, but then back to our group share session. Nicole seems pretty lax about the murder, right?
Yeah, I know. I can't believe we get to meet Nicole Kidman. All the other gay people I know are gonna be so mad that I got to experience the AMC monologue in person.
Okay, no, that is not what I said at all. Also, why did you say the other gay people I know and not my gay friends?
Gay people can't be friends because we're in constant competition with each other.
Oh, well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, whatever. What did you say about Nicole Kidman?
She seems pretty chill considering there's a dead body on the floor right now.
Oh, yeah. I just figured she was barred out or something.
Barred out?
Yeah. You know, popped a Xanny or two.
What?
Took a Xanax, Peyton. She took a Xanax.
Oh, just say that next time.
You need to get out more.
I don't know. First, we got an invitation from Blake this morning. And now there's a dead body at our first therapy session. Something certainly seems suspicious.
Why does associating an aging country music singer who people pretend to tolerate and Nicole Kidman seem so familiar? Oh my god, Nicole Kidman and Blake Shelton are married!
What? No, I thought Nicole Kidman was married to Tom Cruise.
Peyton, seriously? I literally own a shirt that has a picture of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce to Tom Cruise. I wore it to Taco Bell last night.
Well, what about Gwen Stefani?
Polygamy.
Oh my god, I forgot about polygamy.
Most people do.
Okay, everyone, we're going to resume our session. Please come join the circle.
Damn it, how has it already been 5 minutes?
We really need to get our tangents under control.
How are we supposed to solve the murder and prove Blake Shelton's involvement if Nicole wants to just pretend nothing happened?
Doesn't Nicole being married to Blake prove that she's the murderer?
Everyone else here is pretty calm, too. Maybe they all work for Blake and this is some crazy trap they set up for us.
Okay, so How are we supposed to interrogate them if they're all plotting against us? Rye and Python, we really need you to come back to the circle.
Yeah, you guys are going to miss the story about the time my stalker dug a tunnel to my septic tank so we could steal my feces.
Yeah, we'll be right there. Okay, here's what we do. While everyone is in the circle explaining their trauma, we ask them questions to see if they had any reason to want to kill Tom Hiddleston.
I thought Tom Brady died.
What did I say?
I don't know. What about Nicole? I don't think she shares with the circle.
Well, just have to figure that out as we go. Don't forget to call Josh so he can come do an autopsy.
I already did. He's on his way.
I won't ask again. Don't make me get the cattle prod.
Coming now.
Sorry, we took so long. Where were we?
You just shared your trauma and then discovered a dead body.
Oh, yeah. A pretty busy couple of minutes for me. Normally, we like to follow up trauma shares with a question and answer to allow us to better understand what you're going through.
I'll start. Why are you guys here?
For group therapy?
Yeah, we get that, but why are you in celebrity group therapy?
Oh, well, we work with celebrities, like, almost every day, and we've gained some notoriety through our work, and our boss is a very popular media mogul, so we figured we would fit in better at celebrity therapy. Yeah, but, like...
We're big in Europe.
Oh.
Lead with that next time.
Can we move on to someone else? I feel like these questions aren't really helping me unravel the trauma I've experienced.
I'd like a turn to speak.
Yeah, Seesaw wants to talk. We should all listen to Seesaw.
That's exactly what my issue is. No one can pronounce my name. You know how hard it is to live your life and have people look at how you spell your name, then look back up at you like you're crazy?
Yes.
Your name is two letters.
Okay, they're a hard two letters.
They always want to call me Sourcy or Sourcy. It's so bloody frustrating. I wish my ma had just named me Maggie and made my life so much easier. 2 days ago, at our last session, Tom Brady told me I should change my name to Sarah. Boy, did that make my blood boil.
Oh, Tom told you to change your name?
That he did. He's always putting his foot in his mouth like that. Well, not anymore, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Should we do something about the dead body? Also, who's the lad investigating the body?
Oh, that's just Josh. You can ignore him. You know him. Who is he?
He's our PR guy. He's here taking pictures of the dead body so we can be prepared.
You guys don't have a PR person for murders?
I mean, like, this is kind of embarrassing, but I have a contingency plan in place for when one of my stalkers finally kills me. Does that count? Or is it, like, too crazy?
You guys should really hire a murder PR guy. Lots of celebrities being killed at the moment.
Yeah, you want to cover all your bases. Better safe than sorry.
Well, can Josh take on more clients?
Oh, no. He's completely booked. Very busy. Sorry.
Lots of celebrities die around us, so... Bye, Josh!
Peyton, why did you send him away? We need to know how Tom Holland was killed.
I thought it was Tom Brady.
I don't know who that is.
I'm just gonna text Josh and ask him what happened.
Wait, you have Josh's number?
You don't? Hey, Josh, it's Peyton from work. Sorry for kicking you out. We are undercover. How did Tom Brady die? Also, Rye says hey.
How'd you know I said hey?
You always want to say hey to Josh.
Okay. What was his response?
Oh, he said, you two need to stop wasting my time. Clearly he died because of the giant knife in his back. Also, hey, Rye.
Oh my god, he said hi back?
He didn't have to be so rude. I didn't want to assume the knife in the back is what killed him. Are you two done talking? We're trying to rationalize Saoirse's emotions and unravel the mystery behind a traumatic life.
Right. Sorry, Saoirse.
You still said my name wrong. It's Saoirse like inertia, not Saoirse. Saoirse like inertia. Saoirse like inertia. God, why can't people say my name right? It isn't that hard to pronounce.
Yes it is.
I'm gonna kill you, Cosgrove.
Oh, so you wanna kill people who can't pronounce your name?
Don't you?
Not especially.
So you must have felt really angry when Tom told you to change your name to Sarah.
Yeah, that must have been really hard. You two are asking a lot of questions.
Don't let Daniel diminish your healing light, Ryan Peyton. Saoirse, why don't you tell us what your initial reaction was to Tom's comment?
Yes, and off the top of my head, if you made any dramatic actions after he said it as well.
Well, I wanted to break his spine and stomp on his throat, but I'm a lady. So instead I let out a long, exasperated breath through my nose and gave him a pained smile and a brattle laugh and took my anger out on another woman on the internet.
Would you say that breaking the spine and stomping on the throat is your preferred method of murder?
Of course. I'm Irish. That's the only way we kill.
So you wouldn't, say, stab someone in the back with a giant knife?
Or... Absolutely not. That's the coward's way out.
Okay, that rules out Saoirse.
Is that really a good enough reason to rule her out as a suspect?
I got nothing better, so yeah.
I mean, true.
Excuse me, are you two done asking slightly interrogative, suspicious questions? I'd like to share now.
Sure, sorry.
I'm tired of everyone only recognizing me for Harry Potter. I am much more than that character. I mean, come on, people, I've been on Broadway. I was Weird Al. I did gay scenes. I'm not just the boy who lived. I'm the boy who did gay scenes.
I'm sure that's very hard, Daniel. We want you to know that you're valid and heard. We know you're not really a wizard.
Oh, no. I am a wizard. I just no longer associate with J.K. Rowling's version of wizardry. Let this be a disclaimer to all of you that I will not be participating in future J.K. Rowling projects. Someone from this group recently asked me when the next Fantastic Beasts movie was, and I had to remind them that I wasn't in them.
Who was it?
It doesn't matter anymore. He's dead now.
So it was Tom Felton?
Brady.
So it was Tom Brady?
Of course you mistakenly used the name of my Harry Potter co-star when you're talking to me. You're just as bad as everyone else.
Answer the question.
Yes, it was Tom Brady.
So just to be clear. Tom Brady asked you about the next Harry Potter movie, and that triggered you, so you got upset with him, and now he's dead.
Exactly. Any more questions? What's your preferred method to kill? Wizard killing spells, duh. Not knives. Knives are so messy. Why would I use them? One simple spell and there's no mess to clean up. They're dead.
Okay, I guess that rules out Harry. I mean, Daniel.
Didn't you two ask Saoirse her preferred method of killing as well?
Yes?
Are you interrogating us?
Would you be mad if we were?
A little bit. The only person I've ever wanted to kill was he who shall not be named.
Okay, I thought you were trying to stray away from the Harry Potter references.
I am. Voldemort was real and he was way worse than he was in the movies. I told you!
Peyton and Rye, I asked you two not to investigate this murder during our group session. I'm very disappointed in you.
Oof. That hurt more than you could ever imagine. Sorry, Miss Kidman.
It's Mrs. I'm married.
Yeah, to Blake Shelton.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. Do you guys want to ask me if I'm the killer?
Yeah. Are you?
No. I can't be the killer, and I have, like, such a hilarious story. It's like an alibi, but it's, like, so funny. You're gonna laugh so hard. So, when I was 13, I accidentally disturbed a sacred burial ground for witches who were burned at the stake during the witch trials. And so the ghosts of like 700 witches curse me for eternity. Like, if I ever take another life or even think about violence, then my entire family and I will be transported to the Nightmare Realm where... I'm sorry, like, this part is so funny. Oh my god, I'm gonna pee myself. My entire family and I will be transported to the Nightmare Realm, and I'll be forced to watch the witches peel off my family's skin forever and ever into eternity, while my own skin is stuffed with cockroaches who crawl around and lay eggs. Like, it's just not worth it, you know?
Oh my god, are you okay?
Yeah, I made peace with it.
No, I mean, like, in general.
Oh, no!
I guess Miranda isn't the killer either.
You believe her?
Of course I do. You'd have to be a sick, twisted fuck to come up with something like that.
Wait, so if you three didn't kill Tom Football, then that must mean... Nicole?
Why'd you call him Tom Football?
I forgot who he was again.
Let's all think rationally here. Why would I want to kill Tom Brady?
Oh, Brady. Well, you were the only one who told Peyton and Ryan not to investigate.
And you didn't seem surprised when I discovered his body.
And you got mad at him the other day for interrupting you during the AMC monologue.
And you have crazy eyes.
And you're married to our arch nemesis, Blake Shelton.
I'm not married to Blake Shelton.
You're not?
My husband's name is Keith.
Oh. Ew.
Keith who?
I thought he was a country singer. He is. Keith Urban, the Australian country singer who straightens his hair.
Oh. Well, you'll learn something new every day.
Okay, so never mind Rye's last point. Everyone else has still made a good observation, leading me to believe that you killed Tom Football.
Brady.
I'll just stick with Tom Football, thank you.
You can confess, Nicole. This is a safe space.
Fine, I killed him. Because he interrupted your AMC monologue?
That makes perfect sense. Your feelings are valid and you are seen.
Rye, no.
Sorry, my mind is trapped between therapy talk and private investigator talk.
It wasn't just the monologue. He also kissed my son on the mouth.
Oh. Ew.
That's fucked up.
At least he didn't match with you on Tinder and then pretend to be interested in you until you went out with him. But before dinner, he ate his ex-girlfriend, so that way when he kissed you, it would be like you were kissing another girl, which was his secret fantasy. That happened to me. Isn't that so funny?
Okay, Miranda, you need something a little stronger than celebrity group therapy.
I know.
So you all agree he crossed a line and deserved to die? So I can go free?
No, sorry. We have to separate our own personal opinions from the law. You still murdered someone, so you gotta go to jail.
Yeah, besides, I already called the police when we first discovered the body. They're arriving now. What an absolute abysmal response time.
She's right there, boys. Take her to Wisconsin. So, does this mean group therapy is cancelled?
To be honest, most of you don't even need to be here. Saoirse, your name is difficult to pronounce. You have to realize that. It looks like your mom spelled your name with a bowl of alphabet soup. And Daniel, who cares if people only remember you for Harry Potter? Your royalty checks must look crazy. Both of you just need to get over yourselves.
What about Miranda?
Oh no. Miranda needs more help than this group can offer. Might I suggest an institution?
Wait! Nicole, before you go, will you do the monologue one more time?
Of course. Oh no, we really don't need to hear. We come to this place for magic. We come to IMC theaters to laugh, to cry, to care. Because we need that. All of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere we've never been before. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together. Dazzling images on a huge silver screen. Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Our heroes feel like the best parts of us, and stories feel perfect and powerful. Because here... they are.
Oh my god.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod.
Yeah, but we kind of have somewhere to be today. Group therapy? Gee, I don't know. Maybe from being kidnapped and hunted down by a trio of canceled YouTubers and facing every single enemy we have made since working here? Oh, we're gonna be late, Rye. Maybe later, Squawg. Bye! Why? Is it your first time? Well, we qualify for it. We're big enough in Europe and parts of remote Australia outback to be considered celebrities, and I want the best therapy we can get. I keep having this recurring nightmare where Miranda Sings puts red lipstick on me and makes me perform a racist version.